It's not fair. Everybody's busy on the day of my party. No one will come.
You have to be kidding. Well, send me an invitation. I love parties. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. Thanks for joining me today. I love to open an envelope and find an invitation to a party inside. You know, maybe a birthday party or something like that. A place where I know they're going to have games, food, and cake. You know, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, Jesus told a story about a king who prepared a huge party for his son. He sent out invitations, but no one showed up. That story helps us understand what it's like for God. After all, he sent out an invitation to each one of us to have the gift of eternal life through Jesus. And that's what our story is about today. It's called The Invitation. "Mom," said Tia when she arrived home from school, "you're not going to believe this."
"Believe what?" asked Mom.
"Kayla took a babysitting job on the day of my party. You'd think she'd turn down one job. And McKenna's not coming either. Her family's going to the zoo and McKenna wants to go along."
Tia looked at her guest list and crossed off the names Kayla and McKenna.
The next day, Tia was unhappy again.
"Catherine forgot her cousin's wedding is on the day of my party," she told her mother. "And Zella says she has to take care of her little sister."
Tia slumped into a chair.
"You can't have a party without any guests. I think I'm just going to call the whole thing off."
"Now wait a minute." Mom sat down next to her. "You've invited several other friends. Some of them are planning to come, right? They may have turned down other invitations so they can go to your party. It wouldn't be fair to them if you cancel."
Tia thought it over. "Okay, then I'm going to throw the best party ever for the people who decide to come."
On Sunday, Tia went to church with a friend who lived on her street. As she listened to the pastor speak, she was surprised by what she heard.
"God offers each of us an invitation," he said. "He invites everyone to come to him for forgiveness and eternal life through Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins. But we can often be more interested in living for ourselves now than thinking about eternity."
Tia had heard of Jesus dying on the cross, but she'd never thought of it as an invitation. She thought of her friends who had turned down her invitation to her birthday party. Had she refused God's invitation that had cost the life of his son?
"Even if we don't accept his invitation at first, God's offer still stands," the pastor continued.
"He's always willing to receive those who change their minds and put their trust in Jesus." When the pastor ended his sermon with a prayer, Tia bowed her head and silently told God that she was ready to accept his invitation.
Well, how about you? Have you ever had someone reject something you offered? God offers us salvation through his son Jesus. Have you accepted his offer, or have you turned it down? Don't reject him any longer. When you accept his invitation to trust Jesus as your Savior, you'll receive God's gift of everlasting life. So don't wait. Trust in Jesus today.
To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, just get your parents' permission first, then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 37.
Jesus said, "The one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out."
And our key thought for today, accept God's invitation.
Hey, has listening to Keys for Kids helped you grow closer to God? I'd love to hear how the devotional has impacted you. Tell me your story. Go to keysforkids.net and tap open mic with your parents' permission. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.